Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
You're trying to call from where?
Customer support.
Who's country support? Who is that?
I say I'm returning your call from customer support.
Oh, customer support. Oh, I didn't understand what you said. Now, wait a second. I want to turn my, so I can see it. Dark in here. Got a light on. Oh, are you calling back from General Fireplace?
Possibly. Are you calling about a charge?
Because I did leave a call today to General Fireplace, and that's the reason I want to know if you're the one that's calling. Would you give me a name? I want to know. I make sure I got the right place because they're supposed to call me back. I mean, I haven't gotten a call. So, are you from General Fireplace?
Okay, so I'm a third party call center. We have like 400 different companies, so that's why I can just see, do we have a charge or an account associated with you?
Okay, and my name.
I need your zip code first.
55330.
Oh, so you said 55230?
330.
Yes, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Loretta Hingy.
You said Loretta Indy?
Hingy. Hang, H-A-N-G-G-I.
Okay, one moment while I locate an account. Okay, I'm still locating. H-A-M-G-I.
Two G's in George, as in George.
Okay. So yeah, so it's, I'm putting the information in and nothing is pulling up, but you said it's H as in Harry, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, G as in George, G as in George, I as in Ice.
Not M, N like in Ned. H is in Harry, A is in Apple, N is in Ned, two G's as in George, and then an I on the end.
Okay, so I put your last name in and nothing pulled up. So let's see. I'm going to try it with your phone number because I used your zip code and your first and last name. Nothing pulled up. But is this your phone number, the 763-241-8820?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, the phone number didn't pull anything up as well.
Well, maybe you aren't even the company I called. I don't know, because I did call this company, and it said your wait time is 1 minute, and then they kept coming back on and saying, we'll call you back, we'll call you back. So, and I did not get a call back. But I definitely need to talk to them, you know, about the charge on, well, not only the charge, but either I'm getting, it was a goofy deal, and I'm thinking, hey, I'll get this straightened out. They've already charged me. I've already paid it, and I still want to know about it. And I want to know where the item is. I haven't gotten that either, so, that they say I have.
Okay, yeah, so I got to at least try to locate the account. Okay. Let's see. Because, yeah, I pulled your information up and nothing pulled up. I can try your email.
My email, well, I did not, well, I guess it was. My email is lhangy@hotmail.com.
hotmail.com. Okay, yes, ma'am. Nothing pulled up with that email address either. Now, could it be on the somebody else first and last name?
Well, I don't know who is. I'm the only one that lives here.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, if you're saying that your car got charged, then I can definitely see with that card information, I need the first six and last four of the card.
I've got the statement in front of me that they sent me. So the charge is on there, and it says paid. I don't know. The only thing I can do is give them a call back again. But the last four, no, I don't know. So it says, well, I don't want to give out my number because you called me. I didn't call you, and I can guess that you're, legitimate,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, so with me not, I mean, pulling up an account or anything, I do have, like, with your personal information, I use your zip code, your first and last name, your phone number, and your email. And even I just searched your last name by itself, and nothing pulled up for me. So I do advise either, you know, as I stated, the car information, but if not that, then. Yes, ma'am. I advise you to reach back out to your bank.
Well, they've already, the charge has already been paid, and so I think my best bet is probably to call Visa if I can't get a hold of anybody at this company. Because it was kind of a screwy deal what it was to begin with, and I don't know how, because I actually did not order this. I was to pay the charge. It was supposedly to be free. It was some sort of it was a stupid thing I did anyhow. But then I agreed to pay the shipping charge, not the complete charge. But it all came out of my account. And I thought, well, if I get the item. I did talk to the fella there, and he told me I would get it on the 1st of December. Well, it is now the 6th of December. I have not received it supposedly. I haven't received the item, but the money has come out of my account. And I can call Visa and complain about that. I don't know why I have a problem with a card. I got one card, and every time I use it, something happens. I don't understand that. It's just a really, really, that's why I don't order. And I won't have more cards. Anyhow, all right, well, thank you. I'll have to follow this up and find out what's going on with it.
Well, yes, Mello, thank you for calling customer support.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.